Welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast for anyone who wants to raise other people's money for a business or property venture. Right now, there has never been more money on the planet, and there has never been more opportunity. This podcast will help you put the two together. So, if you need money for your business or property proposals from banks, lenders, angels, whales, or dragons, this is the podcast for you.
Hi, this is the How to Raise Money podcast. I'm Ray McLennan.
And I'm Nigel Best.
And today's subject is, will investors want me?
No.
And that's the end of the podcast, Nick.
Thank you very much. Do you know, that sounded really good. I'm of the firm opinion, if it's funny first time, it's funny every time. Okay. So the fact that we said it five times, it was brilliant. So anyway, okay, that's a great heading, great topic. Will they want us?
Will investors want me? Well, okay, yes. The answer to that is yeah, most definitely yes, they will. Now they, the investors, the angels, the whales, the dragons, they have the money. But there are five things that you have that will be vitally important, and we'll go into the first of them. So the first one, Nigel.
Yeah, I was going to say, these five things, these are fairly obvious things that often people overlook that they have themselves. So they discount them. So you're immediately thinking, so this question that we've raised, will they want me? It's because a lot of people doubt what they're bringing to the party. They value money above everything else, whereas the person with the money may well value some of these five things far higher. Yeah. And it's trying to work this out. So let's jump in then. Number one, okay, time. The investor may well have the money, but the question is, do they have the time or the inclination to take on something like this, whatever you're proposing, whatever the deal is, whatever the project is, do they have the time to do that? They may well value their time in a different way and want to do something different. If you've got time available and you can jump into this and you can make their money work harder, then they will definitely value your time. They'll effectively be leveraging your time.
Absolutely. Absolutely they will. Yeah, I mean, quite a lot of investors I meet, you know, they're so wrapped up in their own business. They're so wrapped up in what they're doing. They see the money sitting in the bank and eroding away at, you know, interest rates are low and inflation is a little bit higher than interest rates. That means that the money is eroding away over time, and they got to get around to doing something about it. So it's not just the time that they haven't got, it's time is eroding their money as well. And if you've got the time, then they certainly value that quite highly.
Because the chances are that these investors with the money are always thinking of other ways that they want to do it, but they just keep weighing it up and thinking, funny I had the time.
Exactly.
You step along and say, oh, I've got the time, they're going to be interested.
Okay, and there's other things that are interested. So number two of the five steps is expertise or experience. Now, if you are in the raising money for property, you're looking to raise money for property, then you need to have a certain level of experience. Credibility, as it's known as. We've touched before on previous episodes called the CREST model.
Well, just about every episode, isn't it? We always come back to it.
We do.
I still haven't received a tube of this toothpaste.
Well, it's the cornerstone of everything. It is the cornerstone.
It's the cornerstone,
the foundation, the building block of everything. It is crucial that you have the credibility and expertise, experience. You know, you can have both, because expertise is that you know how to do something. Experience is not only do you know, but you've actually done it as well.
Yeah.
So if you can demonstrate that you have the experience in something, now that could be in property, it could be commercial conversions, it could be serviced apartments, it could be buy-to-lets, houses of multiple occupancy, HMOs, it could be refurbishments, it could be, you know, building huge things.
Project managing, it could be running sites,
exactly.
It could be, you know, pulling people together, getting projects off the ground. Coordinating, that's all sorts.
Always a huge value. So investors are looking for that. Remember, they have the money, you've got the time, and you've got the expertise and experience.
And number three is a key one. Do you have the energy? A lethargic, fairly laid back, well, if you gave me the money, I could do a bit of this. He's never going to get anywhere. You've got to have that energy, because typically someone who's got money to invest, they've had the energy and the oomph, the wherewithal to get going on their business, however they've made their money. And you always want to work with people who you feel are going to get the job done. Indeed. And if you meet someone who's a bit sluggish, a bit laid back, Are you going to be that interested? If you come across as not crazy energetic, so I'm not talking Tigger or anything of that sort of level, yeah? But it's not the Eeyore approach either. It's somewhere in between. And the energy can make a hell of a difference because you're going to get obstacles. The person who's investing knows that there are going to be tough times that come along, but the person with energy can often overcome those by just getting everything. Keep it going.
Indeed.
Now, keep that momentum.
The question
going.
Being, will investors want me? I get asked this a lot, especially by people that are quite new to property. You know, they're like, well, why would investors want me? Energy is a big one. And if you are...
People overlook it.
Well, they do.
They downplay it as a,
and,
as
and
a useful trait.
If you're new to property and you learn something, you have the energy. You've got the energy and the enthusiasm. That's that. That we should put that in there as another E, energy slash enthusiasm.
So the top six.
Top six. Well, no, I think energy and enthusiasm. Oh, yeah,
right, okay, two for the price of one. In order to keep it the top five.
Yeah, we're not going to do this again. Right. The previous podcast, we had the top six, which became the top 12, which became the top 14. Yep. Okay. No, but energy and enthusiasm is an important one. And if you are starting out, again, a lot of people come to me, well, I've only just finished, completed a course, and I do understand about it, but why would anybody want me? They want
self-doubt,
you for that energy.
Imposter syndrome, correct. All those sort of things, isn't it? And this is what we're trying to overcome on this. We've got someone here in the background who is listening in intently. He's got gold all over his top at the moment.
But clattering chairs about.
Yeah, whether are you an investor? You kind of. Oh.
What's your name?
Ollie.
Ollie, are you an investor?
Not yet.
Not yet. You plan to be?
Maybe.
Good. Okay.
There we are. We start them young here on the How to Raise Money podcast. And so, yeah, energy, enthusiasm, it counts for a lot. People sort of go, people don't want that. They do, because sometimes as well, investors. They may have been in business for a long time and things are beginning to get a bit boring, a bit staid or whatever. And it's always exciting to be invigorated and inspired by someone with a different plan, a different proposition. And if they've got the energy and enthusiasm to see this one through, it could be a really good match.
Okay, good. And number four on the list of five is contacts. Now, I suppose we could also put contacts over on the investor side of things. In fact, we definitely could, because investors, angels, whales, dragons, they all have a lot of contacts that you can leverage. So their column isn't exactly bare with just one thing in it. They've got money, they've also got contacts, but you have contacts. And the contacts that you will have will be sometimes known as your power team. So again, if you're investing in property, your contacts are architects, surveyors, quantity surveyors, accountants, lawyers. They're also people that will be, I suppose, finding property for you, contacts that know you're in the business and can tell you of off-market deals. Because that's, I suppose, say the holy grail. But a lot of investors, when they come to me and say, well, I'm looking at investing in property, a gripe that they have is that they'll go to Rightmove or they'll go to online platforms or they'll see a building and there's a board up that says it's for sale. They don't want to get caught up in all of the auctions and then bidding and not getting it and so on. Most of them want off-market stuff. And there's a surprising amount of property, especially, that is off-market. And your contacts are the ones that can deliver that to you. So don't underestimate yourself. Why do they want you? Why would investors want you? They'd want you because you have those valuable contacts that can bring off-market deals.
Could you also have contacts that the investor, totally unrelated to the project, be very interested in being introduced to? So within your circle, could you have, for example, architects or legal people or medical people or whatever it is whom you know that the investor may sort of go, I didn't know you knew that person. I'd love an introduction.
Yeah,
there could be a bit of quid pro quo in there, couldn't there?
There most certainly is. I mean, we're talking to one at the moment. He's a big whale investor. And I put him in touch with somebody and they got on like a house on fire and they look like they're going to do a deal together. Now, that's not a formal contract, but they've both said to me separately, look, this is going to work out quite well. We'll make sure that, you know, you introduced us. We will make sure that you will either share in some of the uplift or they're even talking about sharing in the project itself. So rather than getting, a flat fee, I'm getting a bit more involved. That's a common thing. That happens quite across. I mean, you know, within a lot of the property networks that are around, and there's Progressive Property, there's PIN, there's Tigrant, there's a whole load of property companies that are around. And they're all full of people that have contacts with each other, that have done business together, and they have their power team, and they're all very, very valuable. And in this day and age, even when we're internet and people are emailing and WhatsApping and all the rest of it, that you can't really beat face-to-face contact. You cannot beat pressing the flesh. You cannot beat meeting someone in person. It is so valuable. Don't underestimate your contacts.
Great point. Okay, the last one, number five. We've got another double one here. Your need or desire. So you could say this is a reason why you're energetic, enthusiastic, but you may have a compelling need to make this work. So if an investor's looking at it, if you don't feel you can put skin in the game and you're thinking, okay, well, what have I got to give to this deal? Then if you've got a need to make this absolutely work and the investor knows that you cannot half-heartedly do this, you've got to make it succeed. That can be very attractive. Also, on the desire front, if you are explaining your goals, your values to the investor and they are on a similar level, and so your desire is to make this a long-term relationship where the money is recycled or you're going on to the next deal, that again could be very attractive. So investors are probably thinking, well, I'm going to test with a smaller amount. If this works out, then I want to see what can come up next. And if someone is explaining how you've got a long-term plan and you're wanting to do this, that, and the other, and you keep delivering, so you've got a need to make this work and you've got a desire to get big, go big, then that's something that investors will value.
Yeah,
now then, okay. Oh my goodness.
As I'm right. looking at this, I'm seeing an acronym jumping out at me here,
are
Nigel.
You?
I just can't quite make it work.
No.
But for those of you
that a real word?
But for those of you that are listening...
This is for people that go camping, isn't it?
This is
for,
not quite. But for those of you that are listening,
well,
this is creativity on the fly.
Creativity
on the fly. I'm looking at the five words, and we've obviously got... Well, the five that we've mentioned are time,
expertise... We said there were five.
We said there were five. Time, expertise, energy, contacts, need or desire.
Yep.
But we talked about experience, we talked about enthusiasm, need and desire, which could be definitely. We're looking at an acronym here, which is
okay. So this
intense.
Is a job. I told you it was about camping.
Intense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're right. It is 8 points. Anyway,
eight points.
Right. Okay.
No, it's not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you're right. It's seven. See, creativity on the fly. And anybody who thinks that these podcasts are all pre-planned.
This is what we'd like to call today's episode is a flat pack podcast, isn't it?
And
we're just trying to assemble it at the moment, and we've realised we're three grommets and two screws loose.
Okay, right. Well, we've come up to the end of that this bombshell. Will investors want me? The answer is absolutely yes. Hope you've enjoyed this How to Raise Money podcast. I've been Ray McLennan.
I've been Nigel Best. And have we got any readers' letters today? Anything about me? No.
Nobody
writing anything.
I haven't received the reader's letter. But that's a good point, actually, Nigel. How can they contact us? They can contact me at ray@raisingangelfinance.com.
And if you want to get in touch with me, just go to nigeltbest.com. And you will interact with my messenger bot, Nigel T. Bot.
And you can get us on howtoraisemoney.co.uk, the website. You'll find us on Twitter. You'll find us on Instagram.
All over the place.
Face page.
Yeah.
All over the place. You will find us there. Okay. That's been...
Ray, I've enjoyed being here with you again.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Likewise. I think that's one in the bag. Thank
you,
Nigel.
There you go. Great stuff. See you later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the How to Raise Money podcast. It's made for people who want to raise money as debt or investment equity for their business or property proposal or empire. The website has all the useful links and underlying research, and you can get downloads of the checklists and other useful information. You can find all that at howtoraisemoney.co.uk. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Ray_McLennan and Nigel Best at Positive Nigel. You can check the blog at raisingangelfinance.blogspot.co.uk. See you next time, where we can show you how to raise money. There is abundance. There is money enough for everyone on the planet. The question is, who has yours?